Welcome to Bengal Buzz. My name is Ryan Sargent, your host. Here at Bengal Buzz, we interview alumni, students, faculty, and staff about their Bengal experience. And I'm really excited to have someone on the show tonight that I've known for a few years. In fact, for a while, he was an intern at the alumni house.
Yep.
Christoph Kassoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
Yeah. So, Christoph, introduce yourself to our viewers.
Okay. So, my name
our
is
listeners, I guess. Not viewers. There's no cameras in here, but our listeners.
Yeah, my name is Christoph Kassoon. I'm an international student at Idaho State from Trinidad and Tobago.
Uh-huh.
Usually when I tell people Trinidad and Tobago, they're like, is that in Africa? And I'm like, no, it's in the Caribbean.
Really? Most people think it's Africa.
Yeah, though. Or like in the Middle East or something. People okay. just have a shocking lack of knowledge of geography in this country, but it's fine.
It's like the furthest south.
Yes.
Like the southernmost island in the
southernmost
Caribbean,
southernmost
right?
island, okay. yeah. So it's like 30 miles off the coast of Venezuela.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't realize it was that close to South
yeah,
America.
Super close. You can imagine the effects of Trinidad with the whole Venezuelan migration crisis.
Uh-huh.
So that's been kind of interesting to monitor. But yeah, so Trinidad, twin isle nation, two islands, one government, pretty democratic, former British colony. Left Trinidad in 2014, came to ISU, got scholarships, and completed my bachelor's in 2017.
So if you're in Trinidad, uh-huh. in Trinidad, how do you end up going to Idaho for college? You got to expand on that story a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. I was recruited. I'm 100% a recruit.
Really? Like
yeah.
Idaho State sent a recruiter down to...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The
down to your high school or whatever?
Down to my high school, yeah. The international programs office sent their people down and they were just so cool and I just love their energy and they gave like a great presentation about Idaho and I was like, I've never really thought of Idaho, uh-huh. but it looks cool. It looks safe. And I was
are
kind
you
of,
still thinking that now that there's, you know, 4 feet of snow outside and icy roads?
Yeah, pretty much.
Imagine there's not much snow in Trinidad.
Trinidad, no. None at all. I had never seen snow until I came here.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh, and so I came in the spring. I wasn't on traditional fall entry. So I uh-huh. came in the dead of winter and I was not bad. I thought it would have been a lot worse.
Uh-huh.
But it was just so cool to just be around snow.
Yeah.
I adjusted pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I would say so.
It's
I think,
like me,
no.
man. I'd never seen the ocean or beaches. But uh-huh. once I saw it, I adjusted pretty quickly. It was
right?
an easy place to hang out.
I mean, it's an easy place to like hang out. Yeah.
Yeah. So had you always wanted to go to school in the States?
Yes. I think late in high school, I decided I wanted to get off the island and kind of have the American college experience that I saw on TV all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So living in the dorms, just everything that comes with it. In Trinidad, there's one university, the University uh-huh. of the West Indies, and most people don't live on campus because the island is so small. It just makes more sense to live with your parents and not pay for, like, extra housing.
Yeah.
So most people just commute back and forth, and I didn't want to do
how
that.
How many people live on Trinidad?
Trinidad is 1.3 million or something.
Okay.
Not,
so I mean,
not a ton, but significant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's kind of where I wanted to come to the U.S., to kind of have the...
The American TV experience.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
And have
it was,
you had it?
Was
it
great.
Has it been what you expected?
Pretty much, yeah. It was phenomenal. I had a great time as an undergrad, made some of the best friends of my life, got to travel, got to experience new things, and then just grew to love academia. So that's kind of why I decided I wanted to do doc studies.
You had, I'm trying to remember, right, you had a sibling or a couple siblings that also went to school in the States?
No,
that right,
I was
am I
the,
dreaming about that? I'm dreaming about that, huh?
I was the first to come to the States okay. and study. But my older siblings are educated, so they did different degrees, mostly business and accounting.
Okay.
Yeah. And now they just work in the Caribbean.
Nice.
Yeah, and I get to go see them when,
yeah,
all the time and have fun.
Not a bad place to go.
Not a bad place to visit. Yeah.
What'd you study when you were an undergrad?
I did political science and international studies, so I double majored. And then I had a minor in Spanish. So pretty intense. I took like 18 credits every semester just to get it done as quickly as possible.
Did you speak Spanish before you?
Yeah, I mean, I would say I'm like intermediary Spanish.
Uh-huh.
So I took Spanish all through high school. And then I came here and I decided, why not? I needed language courses for my international studies major. So I was like, might as well just take Spanish, take a couple extra courses, get the minor.
Uh-huh.
And it worked out pretty good. Yeah, it's where, like, I went to Cancun for Thanksgiving break last year, and I was surprised at how proficient I was in Spanish. I just did not think I would be able to understand as much as I did.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that was kind of a nice moment.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of people down there used to speaking to Americans that don't know much Spanish.
Don't know much Spanish.
It's nice.
Right? Yeah, so good experience.
So yeah. What interested you in, you know, as you're making your decision what to study, why'd you study politics and international relations?
So it's funny, when I first applied to ISU, it was quick because I wanted to give my transcripts and stuff to the recruiters before they left the island.
Oh, yeah.
So I tried to do it really fast, and I would just put a major down. I didn't even decide what I wanted to study. And I just saw political science on the list, and I was like, let's just put that down. Yeah. I'll change it later.
I like my government class.
Yeah,
ISU, right?
Right? The thing is, in Trinity, we don't really talk much about political science. It's not really a field that's super widely known.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't even heard the term back home. Yeah. And then I came to ISU, and then I changed it to international studies because I was like, oh, global studies, I want to work for the UN, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Then I take intro to American government with Dr. Kelly Kirkpatrick.
Yeah, Kelly's great.
She's amazing. Huge mentor and support in my life. And I walked into her class and took one class, and I was like, I want to be a poli-sci major. And then I switched it back.
And then you decided to do both of them.
Yeah, and then
right?
I was like, I'll just add back international studies. So it was really funny, just kind of back and forth. But I guess in Trinidad, I loved history. I feel like I got a really good education in history, everything from colonization and slavery and just thinking about systems and being more critical about government and that kind of stuff. And I guess it was just kind of a natural shoe-in into political science where I could kind of, you know, talk about different theories and explain why people do what they do and why government works the way it works. Uh-huh. That's always kind of been a big interest of mine.
So were you involved as a high school student in political campaigns or anything down there?
Not particularly. Like when election time came around, of course, like you would, you know, get
all interested,
excited and passionate about it. Politics in the Caribbean is kind of wild. It's kind of intense, yeah.
So is Trinidad and Tobago a republic or part of the Commonwealth?
It's a republic and it's part of the Commonwealth. It's a parliamentary democracy, so... Mm-hmm. Legislative, executive is combined. So you pretty much elect one party and then they select the prime minister for you. And you know, pros and cons, as with any system.
So as you studied both systems, obviously, which would you prefer?
I love the parliamentary system.
Yeah,
I'm biased, but I just feel like it's more efficient. The system in America is just so divided. Like, I feel like the framers went too far in the other direction of separation.
Yeah.
And I feel like you need enough of the government on the same team to get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of the goal. And how I look at it in Trinity is, yeah, you elect one party, they rule the country for 4 years. Because they have so much concentrated power, they can get a lot done. They can change
very
things.
Very responsive to elections, right?
Extremely responsive. And then if they screw up in 4 years, the public can just elect another party.
Yeah, and change them pretty quick.
And change everything
votes
again.
Votes of no confidence. I mean, you can have elections
exactly,
you know, pretty quick.
Exactly. So I feel like the system in the Caribbean is just faster.
Yeah,
I feel like we're making progress.
I'll tell you what I really like about the Westminster system. And, you know, we're recording early, but at the time this airs, right, the Iowa caucuses would have already happened. And folks campaigning for president right now this cycle have been doing it for like 18 months.
Yeah.
And what I like about the Westminster system, man, is like 6-8 week campaigns.
Yeah,
that's
and you're
all.
Good to go.
You know, you make the selection, so you're not in this perpetual campaign mode like
exactly.
You tend to be in the United States.
Yeah, I completely agree. And you just have more time and resources to focus on actual governing as opposed to getting into government.
I read a paper too that part of the argument in this paper was that part of the reason Americans are so divided politically speaking is because of the perpetual campaign. So it's always right in front of you,
right?
You know, I'm always a Democrat or a Republican or whatever, where you don't see that in parliamentary systems. I mean,
I agree with that.
The shortened campaign season.
Yeah.
You know, you deal with it for 6 weeks and then you're.
And then you kind of move on.
Back to being friends and going to work.
Exactly. Yeah. I completely agree. I think, you know, back home, party loyalty is just a little bit different. I think people do have big allegiances to parties and it's kind of socialized across generations. But there are tons of people who flip back and forth. I feel like compared to the US, where, you know, liberals and conservatives have very clear differences in terms of policy. Back home, the two parties are kind of on the same page, you know? So it's not like if one party is pro-gay or anti-gay. It's not like if one party is pro-environment, anti-environment. Both parties just kind of live in the middle, and it's easy to just kind of pick which one you feel like is supporting you now and then easily switch.
It's a two-party system in Trinidad and Tobago as well?
Two-party system. I mean, a couple of times third parties rise up, small parties rise up, but in order for them to win, they usually have to form a coalition. So more often than not, coalitions is what you end up with.
Those of you just tuning in, we're talking to Christoph. Christoph graduated a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
With a bachelor's degree here at Idaho State. He's an international student from Trinidad and Tobago.
Yep.
We haven't gotten to this yet, but he's now pursuing a doctorate degree, and imagine we'll get on that pretty quickly.
Yes.
So tell us about your undergraduate experience. What did you enjoy about?
I would say I loved opportunity. I think at ISU, there was way more opportunity than I ever thought I would get. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't just coming here to get a degree. Within no time, I had made friends, made connections, and there were jobs everywhere, and there were clubs that needed presidents, and there were places that needed students to serve. And I think that is what really made my undergrad experience worthwhile. Incredible education, yes, but I got to work for you.
Yeah.
I got to work
yeah,
for...
I worked in the alumni office
for a while. I worked for Marketing Communications. I got to be president of the International Students Association.
Oh, very cool.
And plan International Night. So it was really nice going to International Night this weekend because I just got to relax
and just chill. Enjoy the show.
I just enjoyed the show. I didn't have to be running around like I had less chicken, getting things together. So I would say, those opportunities really made the difference for me. And I think a lot of students just don't appreciate how much opportunity is out there. I think there are more opportunities at ISU than there are students to take them.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Right?
I think you're right.
So
I meant to ask you, I should ask you earlier when we were talking about it. You mentioned that recruiters came down to Trinidad, and that's how you learned about Idaho State. How many students from Trinidad do we have?
We have three, including me. So one of my closest friends, Tamara Marshall, she is now on the Meridian campus. She's also getting her doctorate.
Did you know her back home?
No.
Okay.
No, but we knew of each other. Like, she knew people who went to my school and people who went to her school. But it wasn't until we came here we officially met. And I was my fellow Trini. Yes. So she's working on her doctorate too now. Yeah. Yes, that's pretty cool. And then we have another Trinidadian as well, who I think graduated, but still kind of hangs around.
Cool.
So not a lot of us,
but we're
killing it.
Tell us about your experience in student government.
Ooh, ASISU. That was a good time in my life. Yeah. Well, I was...
You're not fully out of it. We were talking before we started recording that Christoph has been the host. If his voice sounds familiar, it's because he's got two shows on KISU right now. Diversity Speaks and... is that what it's called?
ASISU Speaks and Navigating Diversity.
Navigating Diversity. Yep. I was mixing them up.
But, yeah.
So two different shows. One of them focuses on ASISU and student issues. But...
Yeah. So I had a good friend of mine in undergrad who loved being a senator. So they told me I should run. I ran. I won. I represented the College of Arts and Letters. And then that year, I was a chair of a committee and I got to be pro tempore as well. So that was kind of a cool experience. I just loved ASISU, working with just different students, different backgrounds, perspectives. And then you get to kind of do a lot of cool shit, like manage $1 million budget.
Yeah.
You know, like that's so cool to put that on your resume and just kind of learn from that experience.
Yeah.
Just overall, ASISU was a great experience. Yeah, and I wanted to keep doing it. I graduated. I went into my doctoral program and then I ran again. And became the grad senator, did that for two more years. Having done 3 years in ASISU, I think I'm good. I think I did everything I could have done for the institution.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that comes to a point where you kind of have to like look at life and be like, maybe I should.
Yeah, time to move on.
Time to move on.
I've accomplished what I wanted to accomplish.
Yeah, and where else can I serve? Who else needs me? And that's kind of been my motto.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then, the radio show came on. One of my closest friends was also a Pulse Science major, Michelle Hajazi.
Uh-huh.
She was the host of ASISU Speaks. And then she graduated and moved, and then they asked me to take over. So I was like...
They roped you right back
in.
Tried to get out of it.
And I was like, okay, I'll serve.
Yeah.
And it's been so good. Like, you know, I never thought radio was something I ever wanted to do. It's never crossed my mind growing up that I wanted radio. And the opportunity came to me and I was like, sure, if people think I can do it, I'll try.
You're very good at it.
Thank you.
Navigating Diversity is a, what is it, about 15-minute show or 10-minute show?
Yeah, about 10, yeah.
And, I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
I mean,
pretty cool stuff.
You're really great at that.
Thank you. And I'm just so grateful to our director of KISU, Jamin Anderson. He's just been so trusting, you know, and just like gave me all these.
He's patient with me. I mean, he's got to show me how to work the computers like 50 times.
Right.
The board, you
I'm
know,
always being retrained. Stuff. Yeah.
He never loses his temper. You can never tell he's frustrated.
Right. He's the coolest guy ever. Yeah. But just so grateful I got that ability to create a show like Navigating Diversity where I could speak on issues that I think the community needs to hear or they may not always be educated about. So that's really been like a big passion of mine is to, lately it's been to help people navigate diversity. Yeah. You know, how can we find ways to live together and find ways to appreciate each other's differences, but at the same time recognize we're all the same.
Yeah.
So grateful that I got that opportunity.
You do a great job at it.
Thank you.
Now we've got a few student listeners. What advice would you give you know, to a student that's listening right now that may not know how to get involved, but, you know, has heard your stories and how it's impacted your educational life, what advice would you give them? How should they get involved?
I would say to get involved, don't try and go completely out of the box when you start. Reach out to people around you, people you trust, and people who you know care about you, and then let them guide you to the right opportunities because they know you best. They know what's available and what will match your personality. And I think a lot of the times in college, we have this pressure to just fill out the CV, you know?
Yeah.
Before I graduate, I want 9 internships on there. In my opinion, having a couple internships or a couple service opportunities that you've really invested in and you've grown in and good things have come out of it for you and the organization is way more beneficial than a bunch of laundry list line items on your CV.
Some quality over quantity.
Quality over quantity. It's so important. And you'll be surprised, like, when you really find that first opportunity that you can shine in and grow in and you begin developing, you know, just more professional relationships with people, they go on and recommend you to other things. They know your work, right? And then one opportunity leads to the next. And then that's how it goes. That's kind of how it's been for me. You've done that for me too, you know? So grateful that you guys have been out there like putting trust in us and like helping us find opportunities that really make a difference. Yeah.
There are a lot of opportunities at Idaho State and everyone should take advantage of something.
Completely agree.
I saw when I walked in the Union today, a poster saying ASISU elections are coming up.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes, so ASISU elections are happening. I'm not super sure on the fine details in terms of like submitting the packet and everything. But yeah, students can run for office. You have to submit a candidate packet where you need a certain number of signatures from students in your college because you're elected to serve on behalf of your college. Election time is a fun time. You get to run campaigns. You get to give speeches. Definitely a good experience. So, yeah, I would say reach out to ASISU if you're interested in running. I think the deadline is mid-February to submit packets.
February 14th, February 14th. Is what I saw.
That sounds right. So, 100% reach out to the ASISU office if you don't know where it's located. As soon as you walk into the Student Union building through the front doors, on the left, there's a tiny little corridor. Go down that corridor, ask for ASISU, and then they can help you figure out what you need to do to run. Yeah.
Right.
So
get involved.
Get involved, yeah. ASISU is a great experience. And just anything you see on campus that you think looks good, go apply. Just keep applying and something will stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about your decision to pursue a graduate degree.
Right. Okay. So I'm just a nerd. I am such a nerd. Like, ever since high school, I just always loved learning. I always loved the academic setting. I've always been very good at school. So I think when I got my bachelor's, I pretty much knew that I wanted to go on. Mm-hmm. I did not feel satisfied with my bachelor's. I remember crossing that stage and being like, this is not enough. This ain't even anything to celebrate yet. I thought about a few different options. I thought about law school for a little while. Mm-hmm. I thought about taking some time off and then going back. And then a really good mentor of mine, Dr. Shane Gleason. He was a professor in political science at that time. He kind of helped me apply, go through the process. And I decided to stay at ISU because of the faculty.
Uh-huh.
I just found really amazing people to mentor me, help me with research, care about me as an individual. You know, I'm not just a student to them. And I thought that was more beneficial for my growth than trying to go to another school and compete with all these crazy students and, you know, and faculty not being supportive of your interests and your research goals. And I've just heard so many horror stories from other PhD students at other schools. So I just kind of figured ISU was my home and I wanted to stay for a little bit longer. And that's kind of why I chose to stay on here.
Yeah. And, yeah. And political science is actually one of our oldest graduate programs.
Yes.
We have a great faculty there and a lot of experience.
A lot of experience.
Doctorate.
Dr. Macbeth. He's been around for 25 years. Incredible teacher.
Uh-huh.
Phenomenal guy. He listens to all my shows.
And went to Idaho State himself.
Right?
Did his undergrad and doctorate here.
Yeah, exactly. So, I would say if you're deciding if grad school is for you or not, definitely think about who's there, who's in that program, because that makes or breaks it, you finishing.
So what's been the biggest change for you going from, an undergraduate political science student to now a doctoral candidate?
Whew, it's been a transition. So I literally finished my undergrad and then went straight into grad. So I didn't take any time off. And I think my first year of grad school was a lot of imposter syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
It was, just feeling like I was pretending to be a grad student when I was really an undergrad. I felt like I was still thinking of myself as an undergrad. It took a couple of years before I felt like I figured out my graduate student personality. So yeah, I think definitely a transition, but grad school, I feel like a lot of people think it's more work.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't necessarily say it's more work, it's just more streamlined and specialized.
Yeah.
So I think if you have the discipline, even as an undergrad, you can translate that easily into success in a grad program. You just kind of have to reconfigure how you spend your time.
Have you decided what you're going to write your dissertation on?
Yeah. So I've been doing my research on LGBTQ rights in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a couple of papers that I presented at conferences kind of in that scope. I'm not exactly sure what the research question is as yet, but I know it'll be specific to
that
region.
The area, huh?
That's going to be the area. I guess we'll see what comes out of it. I'm excited.
Well, and Christoph, I went to the Martin Luther King Day celebration up at the Performing Arts Center a couple weeks ago. And I did not know this before I went, but you were the keynote speaker.
Yeah.
Did a great job. Tell us
Thank
about
you.
That experience.
It was, phenomenal. One of my other really good friends, Alma Jam, she put on the MLK event this year.
Uh-huh. Alma did a great job.
Oh, phenomenal. It was flawless, the event.
Yeah, it was a great program.
Yeah. So when she asked me to be the keynote, I just couldn't tell her no. I couldn't say no to Alma. So yeah, I wrote my speech and practiced it a bit, and I think it was definitely my truth.
Uh-huh.
I think it was definitely how I feel about America and the world and racism and all of these different things today, and got a really good feedback. So many people afterwards came and shook my hand, and I feel like I could just see in their eyes like how much this speech meant to them.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the biggest thing I heard from people was they were glad that I didn't give a speech full of fluff.
Yeah.
It was a speech that was intentional, it was specific, and it was just kind of fearless. And I just never thought I would have ever been capable of being that fearless. I literally went on that stage and I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't have any fear.
You delivered it very well. And
thank you.
It was extremely well written.
Yeah.
And then coupled with a great delivery.
Yeah.
You can't do any better than that.
Yeah. So just so grateful again. Opportunities. Yeah. Just go where you're called to serve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Christoph, you're one of my favorite people. I appreciate you coming on the show. Our half hour went pretty quickly.
We
have about, 30 seconds left. Any closing thoughts?
Oh, closing thoughts. I feel like I've been talking about mental health a lot lately, even on my other shows. And I just want to say for anybody out there, any students in particular who's struggling with mental health, it's okay Don't be afraid to talk about it with your friends. We have lots of resources on campus. The Counseling and Testing Center provides free counseling to students. It saves lives. So not to end on a sad note, but I just want to let people... An important note. I just want people to know out there, you don't always have to be happy all the time. It's okay to feel how you feel, and that's okay. And we care about you, and we love you, and we're here.
Yeah. Great message.
Thank you.
Now, remind our listeners, when are your shows on?
ASISU Speaks is on Tuesday nights throughout the school semester at 7 p.m. And Navigating Diversity is at 7:30 a.m. on Fridays.
Yeah. My favorite part of driving to work on Friday mornings. Friday starts off really good, and then it ends with the weekend. You start it off with Christoph, you end it with a couple days off.
That's great.
So thanks for coming on the show,
Christoph. Thanks, Ryan. Take care.